LS3 4.14
Speaker A.
So to conclude, following the claim by Schwartz that an increase in the number of choices available makes it more difficult to make any sort of choice at all, I would argue that potential students and their families are faced with such a range of options that it is almost impossible to arrive at a satisfactory conclusion about what to do after graduating from school. I am not suggesting that we should restrict the options of courses, locations, or even entertainments available. However, I would conclude by arguing for the need for more and better counselling services to help students handle the range of options available to them as they make this most difficult of decisions.
Speaker B.
In conclusion, there are many factors which people must take into account when making decisions about how to allocate limited resources, such as money. However, as I've shown, most people appear to be far from being completely rational. The decisions they make are often clouded by emotional and subjective issues. Also, of course, they don't always consider every factor. And even if they do, they might not think about each factor carefully enough. Well, thank you for listening. Are there any questions, anyone?
Speaker C.
So, in summary, I would argue that despite the lack of really conclusive evidence, there is certainly enough to suggest that there is a link between online games and violent behaviour in real life. What is needed now is more research into the neurological effects of these games, especially on specific areas of the brain associated with moral decision-making. This could be supported by studies of those convicted of violence and would help us establish this link with more certainty. Now, if there are any questions, we'd be happy to answer them now.